Christ tells how Peter will die. Before his death, Jesus had said to Peter, "Whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards." To this Peter had replied, "Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake." He failed when the test came, but again he was to have opportunity to prove his love for Christ. That he might be strengthened for the final test of his faith, the Savior opened to him his future. After a life of usefulness, when age was telling on his strength, he would indeed follow his Lord. Jesus said, "When thou wast young, thou girdedst thyself, and walkedst whither thou wouldest, but when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldest not." This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. Jesus thus foretold the stretching forth of Peter's hands on the cross. Again he bade his disciple, "Follow me." Peter was not disheartened by the revelation. He felt willing to suffer any death for his Lord. Heretofore Peter had loved Christ as a man, he now loved him as God. Now he was prepared to share in his Lord's mission of sacrifice. When at last brought to the cross, at his own request he was crucified with his head downward. He thought it too great an honor to suffer in the same way as his Master did. Hitherto Peter had tried to plan for the work of God instead of waiting to follow out God's plan. But Jesus bade him, "Follow me. Do not run ahead of me. Let me go before you, and you will not be overcome by the enemy." As Peter walked beside Jesus, he saw that John was following. A desire came over him to know his future, and he saith to Jesus, "Lord, and what shall this man do?" Jesus saith unto him, "If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me." Peter should have considered that his Lord would reveal to him all that it was best for him to know. In saying of John, "If I will that he tarry till I come," Jesus gave no assurance that this disciple should live until the Lord's second coming, but even if he should will this to be so, it would in no way affect Peter's work. Obedience was the duty required of each. How many today are interested in the affairs of others, anxious to know their duty, while in danger of neglecting their own? It is our work to look to Christ and follow Him. Beholding Him, we shall become transformed. John lived to witness the destruction of Jerusalem and the ruin of the temple, a symbol of the final ruin of the world. To his latest days he closely followed his Lord. Peter had been restored to his apostleship, but the honor he received from Christ had not given him supremacy over his brethren. This Christ made plain in answer to Peter's question, "What shall this man do?" He had said, "What is that to thee? Follow thou me." Peter was not honored as the head of the church. He had much influence in the church, but the lesson Christ taught him by the Sea of Galilee Peter carried with him throughout his life. Writing to the churches, Peter said, "I exhort the elders among you, as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, tend the flock of God, not as domineering over those in your charge but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd is manifested, you will obtain the unfading crown of glory." RSV.